Evening. Who ready? Lord bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. Who ready? No, I'm praying for y'all first. Who ready? Come on. Check time. It's time to get a check. You know what I'm saying? Time for your check to get paid for whatever you got paid for. Right? Whether it's your salary check or you're getting a check from something that you're just supposed to get paid for. Yeah, and they say, I don't remember all the dollars. I don't remember all the dollars. I knew it was something close to this, but I don't remember all of it. You're teared down. You will not leave until they give you all them dollars. How many of them? All of them. No, that's cool. As long as we get close. As long as the check close, we fine. Huh? We'll be all right if it's close, huh? No, we not all right if it's close, huh? All right. So y'all get my point now, huh? Well, all I missed was a D. Let's take a couple dollars off of there. Take a couple hundred off of there. It's close, though. We round it up. Right? So there's a reasoning for you to know the words and all the words. There's a point. They say Brother Hagin used to come in here preach. I don't know if anybody ever sat in one of Brother Hagin. Anybody ever sat in one of Brother Hagin's meetings, like live? I don't know. Brother Hagin used to preach, and he'd come in and he'd bring his Bible out, but he'd come in and sit on that, and he'd preach to you from right here. And he'd quote scripture after scripture, after scripture after scripture. Say he knew about 3/4 of the Bible by heart. And just quote them, tell you where it's at. He's like, you know where it's at. And everybody started laughing because nobody knew where that scripture was but him. You know, but he'll preach for an hour and a half, 2 hours, strictly off of that. This is when he was a little older, because when I got to sit him, he's a little older in age. Just popping him out. But that's the result of a man that's dedicated to the word. That's the result of a man that's really a student of the word of God. Now, I know y'all know some scriptures, but where they at, right? I know I got keys. I just don't know where they at right now. Well, you lost. Your keys lost. Ain't that the truth? Well, that's semantics. That's just, you know, that's ruling. Okay. You know, they say the enemy knows scripture too. What if he come, you quote the scripture, he tell you where it's at? How'd that feel? You get it? Y'all understand what I'm saying? It's a point for it. It's a point to know the thing from top to bottom. Don't worry about it. Y'all class, I had the other class too. They ain't nobody. I had one person in the other class. I had to give him something else because he knew that one already. By heart, he knew it, top to bottom. So I gave him another one, about 5 or 6 scriptures. He got up and said them. Glad he got 100 on his next exam, too. He ain't got to take the exam. He got 100 on it because he got it right. Come on, who ready? I'll wait. Anybody? Go for it.
For family, I see.
Hold on. He's about to go in, too.
Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
You see, that first time I say, he did miss a word, but the first time I say, it make you forget everything. I don't even know the whole first line of it. Just one small word, one word.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have what he saith. And therefore, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I say unto you,
Start it again.
And therefore, I say unto you.
Start it again.
From the beginning.
From 24.
Oh. Therefore I say unto you, those things that you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them.
You're close. I ain't telling what it is. You're close. Go, come on. Well, you're brave for starting first, though. Good. You going? I heard somebody say, go ahead, money. So I said, go ahead, money. Come on.
Okay. All right. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
It's all of them, it's the whole thing. Woo! Your turn. Come on, y'all, come on. It's 2 weeks, this is an extra week. 2 scriptures. Go ahead. Do it again. Start over. Small word. This ain't what he means. He said whosoever different. You're missing the word before whosoever. Skip the line. Shall not doubt in his heart.
But shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. Therefore.
Skip the line. It's the most important line in the scripture too. One of the most important lines. Those things which he said shall come to pass. The line right after that. You know it too. He'd be like, I know it. Go ahead, start over. Go ahead. Yep. Get that flow, huh? Go ahead. Skip the word again. Skip that line again. Look at it. Go ahead. Open your Bible. Look at it. Somebody else. Somebody who next? Go ahead, Doug. You had an extra week, too, huh? You had an extra week. Remember, we talked downstairs. Yeah, okay. All right. All right. All right, you got you close. You said cast in the sea, into the sea. Who next? Come on. Who next? I want to get to the whole class. We just quoting it. Good.
Well, verily I say unto you.
Y'all think I ain't coming around? I'm coming around to you. So y'all getting practice too, because people saying it right before you. Good. Got it. Talk the Bible. Next, come on. Go
ahead.
All right, we'll keep going.
Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you,
I ain't said nothing. You keep reading. I did it on purpose. Listen, I did it on purpose. She had it right. So you're going to let my looks affect what you know?
Okay. Ooh,
you're going to let the way that I react. You ever made a confession that you knew was the truth under the word? and you knew it was your right, but everything didn't change right then? Do you change your mind about what the truth is? So how something looks, does it make you change your mind about what the truth is, right? I did it on purpose. I said that she was like, so that what I say? No, see, yeah, keep going. I'll start from the beginning again.
I'll come back.
Come on. What you looking down? You looking down the... Oh, I thought you were looking down. Okay.
I'm not looking at nothing.
All right. Keep going on. Hey, you skip a couple important lines. Therefore, I say unto you. And in verse 40, it says, shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe. Now, you leave shall out, you're in trouble. Shall? On verse 23. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. We want to say, but shall is one of the strongest words in English dialect. That means it's guaranteed. You see what I'm saying? Anybody else want to go? Come on. Either want to go or anybody? Y'all going to try it? She going to try it? My goal is that I will try someone next week. My goal is that we all be able to quote it. From top to bottom. How many times you had to read it over and over again before you got it? Right? And I'm still getting it, right? But that's good. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing. You're reading and reading over and over again. That's part of meditation. You're doing it over and over and over and over again. Now, whether you think so or not, this might be a cooler thing we're doing right now in class and it's fun or whatever, but it's going to come up. It's going to come up when you need it. It's going to come up when it's time for it. And there'll be no doubt in your mind that whatever you say is going to come to pass.
Amen.
And there's going to be mountains that's going to show up. And there's going to be and there's going to be no doubt in your mind that when you speak to it, it'll move.
Amen.
You get it?
Yes.
Because of this. Now, my apostle told me, I forgot the three, but he said one of the main ways to do it, you got to memorize first. And then the revelation will come. But you got to memorize it. You get it? You got to memorize, then meditate, right? Memorize, meditate, and revelation come. You memorize, meditate, right? Put this in remembrance, right? Scripture, yeah, you got to remember. Don't forget. Keep my commandments. That's what he's talking about. You know your name, don't you? Huh? You know how to spell it? Leave a letter out. No, you got to spell it right. You get it? So these things are important. And it kind of leads off to a couple of scriptures. Proverbs 16:3, Psalms 37:4. Just write them down right now. We'll go to them in a second. Proverbs 16:3, Psalms 37:4. I think it's Proverbs chapter 3. I know I'm speaking my fast. Proverbs 3 and verse 6. It's really verse 5 and 6. John 15:7. Matthew 6:33. Shoot, that's a good one too. Let me see. John 8:32. We'll go back to our Ephesians 4, but let's go to Proverbs 16:3 real quick. All of these scriptures have the same resounding theme. I saw one of the things I learned, and I see it on a regular apostle, is the epitome of ministry. Is the epitome of of what the church is. I wrote down, God gave me an idea before I said, church is not a God thing. No, God is not a church thing. Church is a God thing. All right, catch what I'm saying? Church is not a God thing. God is a church thing. Did I say it right? No, let me write it. Let me read it like I wrote it. So I make sure I ain't messing it up. God is not a church thing. Church is a God thing. And it sounds like the same thing, but God ain't something that just church people like to do, right? But church is a thing defined and given by God for a specific reason. There are things that we should be doing as the church to change the whole face of society. It's not an in the walls thing. It's not your praise and worship. It's not your message. It's not the specific thing that we try to characterize as church. It is a living organism from God. It is a living organism that should look just like God. Everywhere we go as the church, remember, we are the church, not just the building, but we are the church. Everywhere that we go, we should look like God. We should look like Jesus. We should get the same manifestation. We should get the same results. When we speak, things should happen. When we talk to the situation, it should change right then, because we are of God. It's a church thing. It's a God thing. But there's a level of, I'm realizing that there's a level of dedication that we miss out on as people of God. When we got on the other side of Jesus, we were supposed to get stronger. After Jesus died and after he rose and he gave us his blood and he sent us the Holy Ghost right there, he said, I'm going to send somebody who's going to teach you all things, the Holy Ghost. After that, we were supposed to get stronger, but for some reason, the church got a little weaker. It seemed like those lawyers, the ones that was versed in the law, knew the scriptures and were committed to the word better than those on the other side of the covenant. So here we are on the other side. We got all things ours. We're joint heirs. Everybody say joint heirs. We're joint heirs with Christ. We're no longer trying to reach something. We're joint heirs. We're right there with him. You thinking not robbery to be equal with God, right? We got these rights to speak things. And the verse you just said, you speak to the mountain and it shall move. You got power. You know, it's on the other side. This is on the other side of Jesus. But for some reason, we're not seeing the same kind of miracles. For some reason, we're not seeing the same kind of results in the church. I'm not talking about Sunday morning. I'm talking about in the church, like wherever you were today, that's where the church was. Wherever you went today, you had church. What kind of results you got? Was it a miracle service or was it normal church? All right? But it doesn't make sense that on this side of the covenant, now that we have all things, we're supposed to be back, restored back to the way Eden was, we're not getting the results. But there's something, I noticed something when 2016, you know, things are a lot easier now, right? You know, my dad used to tell me about being in the outhouse. I said he used to have an outhouse when he was younger. You know, so So you gotta. So cold as it is outside right now, if nature call, you gotta catch that freeze. Right? Yeah, dude. Well, now we got inside bathrooms now, right? The toilets be flushing, and you know, you just have to carry it out. My dad said I used to catch water off the roof to bathe in, right? Had to do some of those things. You know, it wasn't no, you know, wasn't no internet, right? Even when I was younger, wasn't no internet. I had to go to the library to go look up something for a report. I had to know my spelling real good. I had to go look it up and find, you know, you got to see the words in alphabetical order, and you got to see where they're starting to go look through them and go find the stuff to go find what you're looking for. Then when you used to write the report, I had to write what page I got it from. And what volume I had to. So it did something for me for writing reports. It did something for me for my study habits. It did something for me for my resilience in finding the information that I needed to find. But you know, it's 2016, so you pick up a phone, you can find anything. Google it, right? And now you're on this side, and it's a little easy, and we riding cars, and we got air conditioning, and we're doing all these different things. You can check stuff online and all the different things. And nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with technology, but sometimes it makes you lose the resilience. It makes you lose the push. You know, I'm even thinking about doing something with some of my young people now where we're gonna put up the iPads and the phones and we're gonna get Bibles. I ain't trying to be religious, but you need to know where it's at in the scripture.
That's
I know where it's at. I can pick up my Bible. I don't need the search. The search on my phone, on my iPad. I don't need it to find Leviticus. And if I couldn't find Leviticus, I can use my concordance, my little thing, at the beginning to find out what page. Some people don't know how to do that. Right? I say that to say there's nothing wrong with technology. I appreciate it. You know, it does help me get there a little quicker, though. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Type a little something and help me find some other. So I'm not knocking. It's not no religious thing where I'm knocking that. That's the devil. And now we need to get back to the Bibles. No, I ain't saying none of that. What I'm saying is you cannot lose your resilience. You cannot lose the thing that's the meat of your study habits. Proverbs 16:3, y'all there? What did it say? Commit thy works to the Lord. What happens? And your thoughts, we talked about this a little bit last week. Commit thy works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. My key word right there is commit. To learn that scripture, Mark 11, 23, 24, you got to commit to that. You can't just look at it every now and then. You can't just play around with it. You have to commit to it. I've seen something in Apostle. Let me tell you something. I've seen something in the man. I've seen something. I understand why everything that he touches works. I understand why when he says something, it really come to pass. I understand that why he's had full success in ministry as long as he's been gone, because the man, I say it with all respect, the man has been committed from day one. He's had his works committed to the Lord. I talked to my mother today and I asked some questions because I don't know how to answer these questions. I said, well, how long was it that he, between when he got saved and when he, you know, he came off the job? Because y'all done heard the stories, right? I said, well, how long? And my mother said, well, he got saved in 73. Preached his first message in 75. Got installed as pastor in 76. From 76 to 83, he worked a full plant job and was a pastor of a church. There's some resilience going on. From day one, you ever hear the story? He talking about he was reading the Bible through the light coming down through the tank car. You ever heard the story? Some of you ain't never heard the story. He up there. He said my supervisor knew what I was doing, but he let me do it. He was right there studying, trying to get it done. Committed. He said, I committed, Lord. I don't want. He said, Lord, listen, help me, because I don't want to go back. Lord, I'm committing. I'm committing today. I'm committing my work to you today. And thus, the church was birthed in him. He didn't go looking for no ministry. He didn't go try to start no ministry or go looking for a place to preach. Come on, 73 saved, 75 first message. I'm just sitting up in church doing what I got to do. And the Lord called me. He called him because he was committed. He called him because he was committed. Listen to me. He called him because he was committed. A lot of people want God to call them, but they're not committed. They don't have everything invested, all in. We're pushing all the chips in. Everything we got is committed to the work of the Lord. I commit everything and all the work that I do, I'm committing it to the Lord. And so I see ministry, and a lot of people see ministry. They say, don't judge a man's harvest till you see his seed. I see ministry and I see what's going on and I see everything working. And sometimes it baffles me even being in the middle of it. But I understand the reason of it is because he's committed his works to the Lord. He committed then and he's still committed just as much now. This is something that we miss. He constantly, he's talking to us today. We had a couple hours study time today. And he talked, and it's something he constantly says this, and he said, you don't have enough hunger. You don't have enough hunger, enough zeal for the things of God. You may go after it a little bit more than the other person, but they're not your comparison. Jesus is. Your commitment. Right? So there's a resounding theme. Everybody want to be successful. You want to be successful personally, right? Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then, of course, if we're talking about ministry, you want to have a successful ministry. If God leads you into that, or God put you a part of that, or you're a part of somebody's ministry, you want to have success. Well, there's a resounding theme that goes all the way through the Bible. It just goes through and through, and sometimes we don't catch it. We're looking for an answer over here. We need counseling over here. Or we want somebody to pray for us over here. Or somebody lay your hands. Or somebody anoint me. And God bless all of those things. But if you just would commit your works to the Lord, your thoughts would be established. Well, here we go. Come on. Six, you ready? Go. Thoughts. I'm in your head. Listen. I'm all in your head. See, we don't give our, we talking about our soul. Everybody say soul.
Soul.
Come on, say it again. Everybody say soul.
Soul.
See, we don't give our soul enough credit for how powerful that it is. Can we get your brain? Like you're thinking. We don't give it enough credit. That's another thing. We got a number stored in the phone. You don't remember nobody's number. I remember my number living on Highway 73, 673-6811. So we got it stored though, so now we scroll. Ain't nothing wrong with scrolling. Scrolling ain't of the devil. That ain't what I'm saying, but what's your mind doing? How your soul working? Right? It's almost like a muscle. They call it a atrophy. They got atrophy and they got dystrophy. Atrophy says, and I don't think I'm using the right one. If you don't use it, you lose it. So if you're not making it function, you're not using it, you're not putting it to the test, then you lay down long enough. Lay down long enough. Lay down for about 2 months and don't use nothing. Just lay down about 2 months, don't use nothing. Right? And I don't care how strong you are, how healthy you are, whatever, you're gonna need some therapy. To remember how to walk. Because you don't use it. Get it? So your soul, keep it like using it, keeping it in action. It's a resounding theme. It's a resounding theme that's going through the Bible. Thoughts? Come on.
Thoughts, feelings, actions, habits. Character and destiny.
Say them backwards. I'm just playing. Do it again. Destiny. Thoughts. Thoughts. Come on, go. Come on. You started now.
Destiny, character, habits, actions, feelings, thoughts.
Other way.
Thoughts, feelings, actions, habits, character, and destiny.
Backwards.
Destiny, character, habits, actions, feelings.
Forward. Go. Go.
Thoughts, feelings.
Now you do realize what that is. That's the flow chart. That's the flow chart of your manifestation. Now it's the flow chart. Thoughts. All right, so we remember what that is, right? But I understand, and I said this before, and I'm gonna say it again, that if the Bible says that, what 16:3, what does it say? Read it. And your
thoughts.
Lord, show me something today. Your thoughts will be established, right? Come on, my thoughts. Feelings, right? Our action, habits, characters, right? Destiny, right? All right, so now if I commit, if I just commit, they used to tell her, you play ball, say, you got to commit.
Right.
If you're going to stop the hole up and you're going to stop them going through the hole, you got to commit to that spot. When you run the ball, you got to commit. You can't second guess where you're going and be running around because you'll miss your opening. You got to commit. Everybody say commit.
Commit.
Come on, say it again. Say commit.
Commit.
Come on, if you never commit, you'll never break through. Wow. Now, I'm not talking about breakthrough. Yes. I'm talking about running, like running. I'm talking about, you'll never get through the line.
Yes,
if you don't.
Commit.
Right? You keep playing around with it. You never get anything from it. But commit thy works to the Lord and your. So my thoughts are established. The Lord told me, say, if you establish, he establish your thoughts, then what he does, he take this thing and he makes all those, because it's really a flow chart. It's like a thoughts, feelings, actions, habits, character, and then we ultimately get to a destiny. So it's a flow chart, right? But he said, if you commit your works, it become a sandwich and all that become established. You shorten the process down. Just commit the works. Commit your works. And your thoughts will be established, which gives you what? Established feelings. Huh? Established actions, right? Establish habits, right? Well, establish habits is a character. If your habits are established, that's your character.
Right, right.
You get it? You get to the point to where you can't lose. He told me this today. Commit thy works to the Lord and you'll be just like the Lord. That's Jesus. Establish thoughts, feelings, actions, habits, character. That's Jesus. It's established already. It is written. It's already set in stone what it's going to be. Whether you know it or not, your whole situation is already set in stone. It's already set in stone. It's already written. For I know the plans that I have towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. It's about to give you an expected end. What you think that is? Before you was formed in the belly, I knew you. What did Jeremiah 1? What you think he was talking about? It's already been written what you're supposed to be. All I'm asking you to do is commit your works to me.
Amen.
Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself in the Lord, he what? Amen. Give you desires of your heart. Come on. How much deeper can we get? Ain't no desires no deeper than the ones in the heart, huh?
Yeah.
All you got to do is. Church unusual. You want unusual church. You want something going on different. You want to make a difference. I want to be like Jesus. We be screaming at it, church. Commit. Commit to Jesus. Not talking about that prayer you prayed when you walked up to the altar call. Praise the Lord for that. Or the prayer that was on the track. I'm talking about you all in. You just in the water. I'm out here. Delight yourself in the Lord, he gives you out of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. How much of it? Come on, go look at it. Proverbs. Come on. Verse 5, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You know you're talking about your heart, you're talking about your soul, right? You know you're talking about, right? Trust in the Lord with all that. How much of it?
All.
Sound like committing my works? It sounds like a commitment, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, come on, we're going to be together, but you can't have all my days. Let's get married, but we're just going to hang Monday through Friday. But that ain't... That ain't going to work. I don't know who's going to answer to that one. Right? Look, you're going to work 40 hours, but I'm only going to pay you 20. You paid it at the winter, but I'm only going to give you half a burger. Come on, just take what you can get. You wouldn't do it. You would tear it down. Commit. All in. All in. Trust in the Lord with how much?
All.
How much of it?
All.
And then what it says?
Lean
not to your own understanding. Go to the next scripture. How many? And how many of them? It's a resounding theme. Commit, establish, delight, get desires of your heart. Trust him. Trust and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge he directs you. Ain't that the stuff we looking for?
Yes, sir.
Ain't that the stuff we praying for all day long? Yes. Ain't that the stuff we spend 2 hours in prayer about trying to get that going on? Yes. Yeah, just commit. Get it?
Yes, sir.
Just delight yourself in the Lord. Matthew 6:33, who know it by heart? Go, boom. Everybody like, seek you first. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, go ahead, good. Seek first the kingdom of God. Come on. You might not know about heart. Just go ahead and say it like you know it. Go ahead. Y'all got loud, boy. Well, go ahead and say it like I want. Seek you first. Come on, go ahead. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's all. Let's see. We'll just seek first. He didn't say find first. Seek it. Let me tell you how God is. God just says, come this way. Isaiah 1:19. Yeah, you will not be, you the good land, we like that. But verse 18 said, come, let us reason together. Come here. Let us reason. God said, draw nigh. He said, just come and seek first. Not find first, seek first. Seek first. Like you just start looking in the direction first. I don't know if y'all catching me. It's a matter of just turning in that direction first. like looking there first. Mm-hmm. Not find first. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Just seek first. So I just you. Seek you, ye first. You, hey, you. Hey, you. Seek first the kingdom of God. And his right standing. Mm-hmm. Not your right standing. The problem is you've been seeking your kingdom and your right standing, and that's why you're standing where you're standing. Are y'all with it?
Yes, sir.
Just seek first. It's committing our works to the Lord is easy. Just anything that come up is for him. Come on. Any decision, what I'm doing, I work on a secular, whatever that is. I work on a secular job. What that mean? It's not a church job. Whatever that means. You on there is holy now. You on there, it automatically has become the church. Who you work for? I work for the church. This is mindset. Seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And how many? God is very absolute about what he means. All. Trust the Lord, all y'all, all. God is not really a percentage God. He don't really work in shares. Matter of fact, God don't want to share. He don't want to share between such and such and in him. All of it. Say it. All. Yeah, he wants it all. Yep, I like that. You like that song. Oh, say all of it. All. Say you want all of me. Say it loud like you started screaming or whatever, like when you started just now and I said, seek first. I seek first. Say it loud like that. He want all of me.
Come on,
say
it.
Say, I got to give him all of me.
I got to give him all of me.
Say, I got to commit all of me. That is the only way it's going to be extraordinary. There ain't no other way around it. Ain't no other way around it. We want signs and wonders. All. We want increase over them all. I want to be clear. All. It's the same answer. A lot of requests you go to God when he's saying all. That's the answer. Why does that all? Why does it never make all? Because I ain't got it all. I don't have it all. I need it all. Give it all. Give it all. Give it all. Yo, give it all. Give it all. If you give it all, you can have it all. But give it all. What measure you meet is what? Beat into your according to your faith. Well, where is your faith? Is it all? Or you still got something for yourself? All. Everybody say all. Come on, all. He says, in Matthew 6:33, he says, John 15:7. Anybody know it? Anybody know it? What does it say? You abide. You abide in me. My words abide in you. You shall what? And in it shall. Do y'all get what that's saying? You abide in me. Abide. You live in me. You live in me. It's abode. And then we don't want to say I'm going to my abode right now, but we don't talk like that. But that's what I mean. You're abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. Y'all remember that? Abiding in the vine. Y'all remember that song? None of y'all know that song? None of y'all know that song? I've never heard that song before. No? You know? Thank you. I don't know. I ain't crazy. I know it's a real song. But you remember? Okay, yeah. Abiding in the vine. If ye abide in, go look at the scripture. John 15:7. I want you to see it just so you know I ain't playing. John 15:7. That's a beautiful chapter because he keeps talking about if you love me, you keep my commandments. Continue ye in my word. Jesus is very absolute. That's the mystery. He said, this is what you've been doing. Search the scriptures. John 5:39. Search the scriptures. Any of you think you have life? But they testify me. Think you got everlasting life in scripture, but they testify me. But you won't come. You won't come over there where I'm at. You won't go no further. Like, you'll do your daily devotion, but you won't devote daily. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just said, you'll do your day of devotion, but you won't devote your day. I want your day. That's what God said. I want your day. What it is over there in the corner, I want that too. What it is you got in the back? I want that too. What it is you talking about? I want that too. I want all that. John 57, you look at it, read it. That's right, in red, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, this is Jesus talking. Okay, I just want to make sure y'all know it's Jesus talking. Go ahead. We be asking all these questions, ain't nothing getting done. Don't we? Come on, how long we been doing? We ask. And we know the scripture, you have not because you ask not. So we ask. And don't nothing happen. Why? Because you ain't abiding. You ain't really in there. You're asking, the Bible talks about asking amiss. Like we used to go to shooting range or we'll be hunting sometime, and sometimes people be so scared about the shot, they be like, well, clearly you ain't gonna hit nothing because you ain't looking. You asking, but you ain't really looking. You asking, but you can't really see nothing. You asking in the dark. Like you throwing a prayer out there hoping that you hit something. No, you should know. Because John 8:32 said what? You know it. You're not familiar. Not that you've seen it before. You know the truth. And that's the only way you'll be free. There is no freedom without knowing the truth. There is no, we're talking about us right now, but we got to be free in order to help free other people. How can I tell you to get a stick out your eye and I got a plank in mine, right? Scripture, amen. But now let's get this plank. Get this plank out, and then let's think about the fact that I can't even set somebody else free unless I know the truth. Commit. The pressure. Everybody say pressure. The pressure. That doggone pressure. That dog, just when I thought I could breathe a little bit, just when I thought I was a little spiritual, then when I thought, boy, I hung the moon today, I felt the spirit, my goosebumps on my arm this morning. Pressure. Do it tomorrow. All of it. The days are coming where all is going to be the only thing that's going to keep us. Did you say all or nothing? We've been skirting by with a little percentage. And grace and mercy. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. He's been keeping us and looking out for us in our lackluster moments. Me too. Amen. I'm by myself. My lackluster moments. Amen. Come on, show me hands. Come on. Let me see those hands, lackluster moments. Come on. Amen. 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 Let's just step it up. Just step it up. If you want success in any avenue of life, it's gonna always start with a commitment. All right? Any avenue, you go start a business, you better commit. Huh? Go start something else. Go get another job. You better commit. You better make a commitment. And so in this lane, which is the lane that covers all lanes, when it comes down to this God business and this ministry business, huh? Yeah, you got to commit. And all your works got to be committed to the Lord. So how I do that? How make sure... And I said this in another class, I'm going to say it again. How I make sure my word commits to the Lord? I'll give you two of them. You ready? Two scriptures. You ready? You go meditate on. Luke 4:18. Come on. Luke 4:18. Y'all know the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because. And he started listing stuff. Six different things. And then Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. Luke 4:18. You ready? I commit my works. How do I know that my work is being committed? Do it fall under any one of those? Am I preaching the gospel to the poor? Am I healing the brokenhearted? Am I preaching deliverance to the captive, recovering the sight to the blind? Set at liberty them that are bruised. You know, they say to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, looking to amplify, that says, right now is the time. I'm preaching that now is the time. Now is the time for your deliverance. We're not waiting for, right? That's it. Amen.